Brian Ebner, in his first year as head coach at Grandview, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. Ryan, did you guys play nearly a perfect game? I know no coach ever admits that, but that was a dominating win.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely stuff that you look to improve on every single game. That's stuff on the field. But, you know, I was very pleased with how they practiced this week, especially having Thanksgiving off, and was really pleased with the performance on Friday. You know, there's always going to be mistakes, but I thought, you know, we played a pretty good game overall, so I was really proud of the kids and the coach staff.
Do you see different levels of preparation with your team having the experience that they have in the playoffs than you normally would?
Well, you can always just draw from experience. You know, there's certain things that maybe a team does that's similar to another team that they have seen. And then when you get to make deep playoff runs, you really get to see it at a high, high level. You get to see coaches that do a great job of putting their players in positions to do things. And then, you know, you just get to see that type of talent. And so, you know, you're just able to draw on that when it's all said and done. You can say, hey, in this game, this, you know, on this particular play, this is what was happening. Remember that. You know, having smart kids like we do, they just draw from that. And sometimes just even in-game stuff, that maybe something you hadn't seen, that they just kind of throw a wrinkle in there, they're able to kind of to adjust on the fly just from what they've seen in the past.
Did the win, Malakoff, you beat Malakoff, and of course we understand that that's a team that you've played three times in 2 years, 14-13. You guys were kind of cruising most of the year. Did the loss to Whitney, what did that do other than hurt your feelings as a team? What did that do? How did they respond to that? Because obviously Whitney turned out to be a fantastic team until the loss to Troy.
Yeah, as a coaching staff, we always tell them that you're not a loser if you learn. So, you know, there's going to be bumps along the way, and it's hard to be perfect, and it doesn't mean that it's the end of your season. In fact, you could make it go a little better if you really, you know, kind of self-reflect and look at the things that, you know, you need to do better, not as only a coach, but as a player. And that's what we did. We went back to work, you know, that next morning, and the coaching staff came up with some things that we need to do better and told the kids, and they bought in, and we've been together a long time, so they knew that part was coming, and I just thought they did a great job that Monday, you know, going back to work and really digesting what we were trying to talk to them about that we needed to improve on.
Troy only scored 9 points last week against Whitney, which is very much an outlier to their season. How much as a coaching staff do you look at that, or do you almost have to throw that out and know that, like, look, they scored 9 last week. Most of the time, it's way more than 9.
Oh, well, we talked about that this morning, that very, very thing, that they don't ever not score more than 9. So it was one of those things, for whatever reason, the game, what it was, that's not indicative of what the kind of team that they are. And it was one of those things we said, we'll take, you know, what they do from the game, but we're not going to take the outcome and think that that's any team that I've seen on film from Troy or Whitney for that matter. I just think it's just one of those type ball games that, you know, kind of happened. And, but it's not what we felt like either one of the teams is about. It was just kind of just the what happened that night.
How do you, when you watch Zach Robotchik, their running back, on tape and on film, you obviously, he's put up huge numbers. You have many playmakers with what you do. But when you watch him, what do you see?
I see a very talented kid that sees, has great field vision, and makes plays that a lot of normal high school kids can't make. And on top of that, just the style that he runs, you know, I think a lot of people see his size and think that he's more kind of a scat back. And he does. He has that quality. But and I see a kid with a lot of passion to play the game of football. Plays it really hard, runs downhill. And it's a tough kid to stop when he's playing the game at that level and with that kind of intensity.
We're talking to Ryan Ebner, head coach at Grandview. Won the state championship last year. They're 12-1, and they play Troy in the quarterfinals coming up on Friday. Ryan, you take over a team that, as you know, had been very successful. What was it like to take over a team where there was a lot of bells and whistles, but you still had to kind of put your own fingerprint on it with what you had to do and what you wanted to do? Was the transition for you easy, or was it sometimes difficult?
Well, I think it was easy from a standpoint of this is the only job I've ever had as a teacher coach. It's where I started, where I've grown. The community has always done a great job of supporting me, and it's one of the reasons I've been here so long. It's one of the reasons I felt that I needed to take the opportunity. So I've been here for a lot of the building process of what we know Grandview Athletics to be today. So in that aspect, it was easy because I knew how things are run, how things are done. There was not to say there wasn't some nerve-wracking moments when you take on a new job, but I was able to keep a lot of the same coaches. They've been here a long time, and so it was basically the next day, you know, go to work, and you know, we just kept doing what we were doing a lot of ways. And of course, you always should have put your little wrinkle on things, but for the most part, it was about just keeping it consistent for the kids.
Grandview's a program that, you know, the history is there, but last year was awfully special. Troy's trying to have that season. Whitney was trying to have that season. What is it like when you see a program turn the corner that you know so well, and now they expect to win? They absolutely expect to win rather than not really knowing if they will.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's, I guess, some level of nervousness or stress to that, but at the same time, it's a fun way to coach. You know, you know the expectation is there because of the type of coaches you have and the ability that they have, and so without a doubt, it's a fun way to coach when you're able to coach kids like that. You see the passion with their ability, and you know, so you know, I just feel like overall our coaches are blessed to be where we're at, do what we're doing with the kids we're at, and the community's always been behind us, and you know, again, we're just really blessed to be in the situation we're in.
Congratulations, man, and keep it going. I know that, and obviously we know Ronnie Porter and Troy with what they've done, and wish them the best of luck as well, but it's been a great story, and that was a dominating win. Thanks for your time. We appreciate your time. I know you're getting ready to go to practice.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you as always.
All right. That's Ryan Ebner, head coach at Grandview.